podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and a very warm welcome to the Barmy Army Shackles Are Off World Cup podcast, daily podcast. Well, that's not necessarily true because it's not going to be quite daily, but as far as this podcast has gone over the last three or so years that we've been doing it, we've never even come close to doing daily, have we, Chris Millard?
The word to probably describe it is ad hoc, but this is going to be less ad hoc. We are going to aim to be as daily as possible.
It is a great tournament. We've got fans back abroad for the first time since the pandemic as well. I think I'm right in saying we've not had any ODIs or anything like that where people have been able to go to, have we, Chris? This is mega exciting. We've actually got Barmy Army representatives out there in the UAE cheering England on in this incredible T20 World Cup. Well, so it promises to be and it has been so far. We're recording this prior to England's opening game against the Windies, and well, it's a repeat of the final, the Carlos Brathwaite final, unfortunately, dare I mention it.
Carlos Brathwaite! Carlos Brathwaite! Remember the name! History for the West Indies! What a match we've had here at Eden Gardens!
Yeah, which was brilliant. It was brilliant. And actually, it's cool that we're playing the Windies early doors. It gets whets the appetite a little bit. So we'll be talking in all things England. We also have some cracking guests on these daily podcasts as well. Chris, from your perspective, absolutely awesome that we've got fans back out there in the UAE.
Absolutely fantastic, Greg. Gone of the days of Randy Caddick and the Lone Ranger. But we thank him for his services, and we are now back on tour with a few people, let's say. The restrictions in the UAE and the extra layers of admin COVID had caused a few problems, but nevertheless, we've got people there. We're back in the stands. We're going to be singing loud and proud from Saturday from game one. It's really exciting now. Feels like things are happening again. We've just had the West Indies packages go on sale at barmytravel.com. Things are just happening, and maybe, just maybe, we might even sneak over to Sydney for a test match. Who knows?
You know what? It's so good. Everybody who knows that I'm associated with with the Barmy Army and doing the podcast, and people keep asking me. So I can't imagine what it's like for you. People are going, "What's going to happen? Test matches?" It's like DMs and stuff, and it's great. I'll send them your way, actually, mate. That's a good little admin point here on the podcast. So coming up on the podcast, what we're going to do, we're going to have Shocker of the Week, Legend of the Week, Chorus Corner. We saw a little bit of a crow on our social media pages for a song for Tamal Mills because he's a friend of the show. He did a great podcast. We had a great chat with him back in the summer, didn't we? Me, you and Brooksy. Mm. He was great. Really looking forward to this winter as well because it is a big winter for him. Now he's a white ball specialist. So I think it was about time he got a song. So we'll play some of those out as well. And we've got a big guest as well. It is the legendary Radio X presenter. And I say legendary looking straight at you in the eye, Chris, because you love Toby Tarrant. And he is our guest this week on The Shackles Are Off.
Huge.
Massive cricket fan as well. But yeah, you love him, don't you? You listen to him daily.
Must admit, people that know me know I like my music, especially the type of music that gets played on Radio X. And he just happens to be on there at a very suitable time. So he gets listened to a lot. And he always talks about his love of cricket. He's mentioned the Barmy Army before. So it's nice to finally get him on the pod to pick his brains all things cricket. Might throw a little shout out to a few tunes in there, see if he can get one played on air tomorrow. But who knows? But one thing with Toby Tarrant is there's a theme running here, James. We've got another podcast that everyone knows, Tailenders. They've got a radio presenter and Greg James doing their show, a very good cricketer, yep, doing very well. Very similar model to a podcast I know. Now we've got Toby Tarrant doing a cricket podcast, great radio presenter, doing really well. Got a player on there as well. And then we've got The Shackles Are Off, that's the longest standing podcast, still going strong, but our radio presenter just seems to still be lacking a a major show. What's going on? I think that's the problem. That's why we're not selling out arenas all around the world.
Yeah, well, we've not tried that, in fairness, mate, have we? We've not tried it. So don't sack me just yet. Maybe I can send this as a clip to my bosses at the Big British Castle and just see. My namesake is pretty good. He's pretty good, I've got to say. But yeah, you're right. I think we'll give Toby's podcast a little bit of a plug just yet. But if we won't say the name of it, because what we want people to carry on listening to this. And if they like Toby, then after they've listened to this, they can then perhaps nip across and listen to that. I think that's fair, isn't it? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll agree on that. Now, we are going to do a bit of advertisement as well. We're going to talk a little bit about, look, tours away. So UAE, people going to the UAE, people going to the Ashes as well this winter potentially, and certainly the West Indies early next year. You know what it's like. You go abroad and you can't watch highlights of the cricket, or you maybe you're away on business in somewhere random like Sweden, where obviously they don't even know what cricket is, and you're thinking, oh, I just want to watch Sky Sports cricket. I want to watch the highlights of this. I want to watch the highlights of that. Or might not even be highlights, might be a film or BBC iPlayer or whatever it is. A little plug for the BBC there. See, my bosses should give me something. NordVPN. Now, this is great. And Chris, you've already indulged in this. I'm not even trying to sell this to you because you've bought it. So all fans listening to this podcast get 72% off at NordVPN with also an extra 4 months free. You just use the code Barmy Army and you can watch live sports securely. So there we have it.
We have nailed the timing there, Greggy. Just as
we have nailed the timing.
VPN advert, our special guest arrives. Welcome, Toby.
Wow, if I'm the special guest, who's the bad one? That is, we're quite the
well, technically, you're also the worst guest as well as the best. So, you know, there we are.
Pleasure to be here, chaps.
Toby, great to have you on the podcast with us, mate. Yeah, great. I think, I tell you what, since you've jumped on, we won't spoil the flow. We'll get straight into it. Thanks so much for coming on. Now, we are going to do a little plug because we know that you absolutely love cricket, right? That's why you're here and you do your own cricket podcast with Mr. Norcross and Mr. Finn and a whole host of other guests as well. And it is good. I do really like it a lot. Mm. Norcross, I work with Norcross a little bit and he loves cricket, that man. He's a good man. It's a bit of a random combination though, isn't it? You know, you've got like Radio X, fresh new guitar bass music presenter, with, you know, the TMS cricket commentator. How did that come about, first of all, buddy?
So Dan and I did, I'd never met him before, obviously I'd heard him on TMS loads, but we did a couple of cricket shows for Yahoo Sport, just an online TV show thing, and it was me, him, Adam Collins and Jeff Lemon that do the Final Word podcast, and Isabel Westbury and a few guests, and it was great. But I'd never met him before, so I was picturing, you know, quite a stuffy, you know, MCC member type, you know, smoking a pipe and, you know, reading leather-bound books and stuff. And if you've had the pleasure of working with him, you will know that he is everything you wouldn't expect from a TMS stereotypical presenter. Basically, he's an absolute wrong-un. He's a disgrace of a human being. And so so I did a bit of work with him at Yahoo Sport, and then Audio Boom, who we do the podcast with, they came to me a few months back and said they wanted to do a cricket podcast. Who would I like? And he was the first man I thought of. I thought, I've got to get a bit of Norcross. So yeah, he's a genius. He's a lovable rogue, basically.
You know what? It's interesting because he started on that Test Match Sofa stuff, which I'm, to be fair, I'm a little bit, I know I don't look it, but I feel a little bit too young to kind of remember it.
Really. No, you
but
do
I
look when... it, mate. You really do.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's the hairline. That's the giveaway. But I remember when there was the whole thing surrounded it. Don't laugh, Toby. Laughing's welcome. I remember when that whole thing started. It was unreal. It was basically, I remember all the establishment at TMS. They were really annoyed because there was this commentator and this commentary team basically broadcasting from the living room on the beers and getting loads of interaction and loads of listeners. Have you ever asked him about that? Because I've never really had time to talk to him about it. But that's kind of how he's made his name in the game, isn't it, Dan Norcross?
I've asked him a million questions about it because I find it fascinating. But so for people that don't know, they basically set up a sort of an almost rebel test match special. So it was kind of like the boat that rocked, basically, this sort of a pirate cricket radio station. And like you say, a load of blokes literally sat on the sofa having a few beers, being pretty inappropriate and commentating off the TV coverage. And it was all a bit of a legal grey area about whether they could or couldn't commentate straight from the feed on the TV. And it all got lawyers involved and stuff. But in the end, basically, Norcross was so good, the BBC thought, well, if you can't beat them, you know, join them kind of a thing, and said, why don't you just come and be on TMS? And I mean, he's living his dream. This is a guy who worked in the city, you know, for the until about 10 years ago and loved cricket and couldn't have could have made lots more money in the city, but he followed his heart and passion, and I've got a lot of respect for it. So yeah, it's an amazing story. He doesn't mind telling it as well. So if you've got a spare 4 hours, ask him about it.
I love that. Love that. Now, look, you love your cricket. You are a club cricketer, and you must know that you're not coming on this podcast without us looking at your play cricket stats. No, I was quite impressed, mate.
As long as you look at the bowling and not the batting.
Yeah, we might have looked at the batting as well, but we'll come to them second, shall we?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's great. So you played club cricket for 17 years.
Wow, that's terrifying.
That's like... Yeah. It's good. It's good commitment to the cause.
Let's cut straight to it, Greggy. 17 years and averaging just under 8 with the bat. Come on, tell me.
What? It's not like I can even claim, oh, that's only a small pool that you're... I mean, it's 17 years worth. If I was ever going to average 30, we'd know about it by now, wouldn't we? Oh, mate, I tell you, it's... do you know what? I love sport, and I play football on a Monday, and I play a bit of golf, and I play a bit of cricket, or a lot of cricket, but I'm only good at repetitive actions. So bowling, I've just learned one skill. So I'm the most boring bowler in the world. I just bowl at the top of off stump, because over the years I've just learned that one thing, and as soon as a batsman starts tonking me around the place from a good length, I don't really have an answer for him. But the batting, there's too many variables in batting, and it's never... I can hit a long ball, but my captain keeps telling me I try and do it a bit too early in the innings normally, so I normally close my eyes and have a bit of a slog, but it's clearly not working.
We'll give you the W though, mate, because you do average 18 0.96 with the ball, and that's... Chris, you play club cricket week in, week out. That's good. You'd love to have a ball like Toby at Parkhead in Sheffield, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we might actually need you on the plane to Australia this winter, Toby. Would you like that?
I love it. I have to admit, and when I first started working in the city and working in radio, I was like, am I really going to, you know, trek back to Surrey every Saturday and play a game of cricket? And then it got to the first game of the season, and I was just like, of course I am. Like, 11 of my best mates right now are playing a game of cricket, which I love. And afterwards, they're all going to get in the bar and have a good knees up. And I was like, what do I think my social life is that's better than that? So now I've carried on. I probably appreciate it more than ever, to be honest. So we're playing Surrey Div 1 now, so a proper standard as well. We've gone up five times in 6 or 7 years. So it's been a mad run. So yeah, I love it. Until what my body gives up on me, there's a few worryingly good youngsters coming through now, but at the minute I'm clinging on as that experienced opening bowler.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I know. You're like the old head now, aren't you? That's a bit mad. I was going to say, so Surrey Div 1, do you get some of the academy boys coming down from the Oval?
Yeah, we've got Guildford were in our league this year, and I think we'll be next year. I can't remember if they went up or not, but so obviously they're just packed out with Surrey and Hampshire, and there's a lot of overseas guys getting paid a decent wedge, one of whom got 146 against us. I would point out he was dropped on 9 at Gully by my mate Will, not that I'm bitter about it or anything. So there's some serious players, and it's been really good to test ourselves. We finished sort of, you know, mid-table. Every year we go up, we think, right, this is the year that we're going to get battered, because we've got no overseas, we don't pay anyone, we all pay a tenner to play. We keep kind of holding our own there. I think we've probably found our level though. We came up against the Suttons and the Spencers and the Guildfords this year, and some serious players knocking, and the Maldon Wanderers. And yeah, we played against some proper players this year, but if we keep hanging on in that division, it will do for me.
That explains your average of 7 now, to be honest. You told us what standard you were playing at straight away. We'd have been off then. Fair play, mate.
Yeah, it doesn't explain why I was also averaging 7 and did 5 for all those years. But I appreciate the attempt, Chris. Thanks, mate.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Look, did you get to watch much cricket? I saw in the summer you went with Moyles, obviously, from Radio X and your missus and basically his whole team, and you latched onto your missus Pippa, and you all went, was it the 100 you went to? Or was it the T20 Blast? I can't remember.
It was T20 Blast, yeah. So Chris Moyles and Dom and all the others from the team had never been to a cricket match before. And I go a lot. I'm quite fair weather. I tend to hold out for the England Test match tickets and try and do those. But got a few invites to the it was Middlesex Essex. It was actually a great game. It went down to the last ball, but I don't think any of us can remember what happened for the last 10 overs. It was a bit of a boozy one, but they loved it. And like, I get that cricket isn't the sexiest thing in the world to some people. I appreciate that for people on the outside looking in, it can look, if anything, painfully dull at times. And part of me loves that it's our little secret and people don't realize how good it is and what they're doing. And I don't mind that, you know.
Cricket has that feel. It does really have that feel.
It really does. It's like knowing a band before they're big. Do you know what I mean? And going to a small gig. I something about it that you can't beat. So yes, but I always say when people are like, you know, what should I do to get into cricket? And I'm like, just go to a game. A county game, maybe not a 4-day game because you'll be sat there in the cold eating sandwiches, but get to a sexy full house, 20-20, 100. Go with a few mates. You don't have to know anything about cricket. You'll pick up the gist of it pretty quickly. Have a few beers. Honestly, I go to Anfield, you know, most weeks for the Liverpool. I'm a Liverpool season ticket holder. I go home and away and all over the place. And as much as I love that, it's on a par standing in the cop as it is sat with your mate having a Guinness and watching cricket all day. It's just one of the best things you can do, I think.
And if you add the Barmy Army to that, you've got the perfect storm.
Well, exactly that. Well, that's it. So I've not really ever been in the Barmy Army section. I normally look at it jealously from the posh seats and go, that looks way more fun than where we're sitting. But
far more fun.
I'll tap you up for some tickets in the near future, lads.
Oh my word! I was going to say you need to be part of it, Toby. I'm telling you. I mean, Chris, I'm sure there's an open invite to Toby, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have you down. We'll get you all down. It'd be great fun.
Yeah, I think I think I'm made for the Barmy Army, really, to be honest with you. I think I was born for it.
I think so.
We'll get you. Well, me and Greggy talk about this a lot, but you've got a tough gig selling cricket to Radio X listeners. I'm a passionate music fan, and that's my music scene. And I do hear occasionally a little sell from you on the game of cricket, but I'm just imagining your producer like, what are you talking about, Toby? Get off cricket. No one listening actually likes it. What are you talking about?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because although, like I say, some people do find cricket very boring, and I do talk about cricket a fair bit on Radio X. Again, it's nice because the ones that are cricket fans love it. They're like, yes, Toby, thanks for fighting the good fight, you know. But Radio X, I can get away with it more than when I was on Capital many years ago. And I remember I was doing a show on a Saturday once, and you're always told, like, oh, reflect the weather, you know, talk about the weather. I was only on in London that day. So I looked out the window and it was a bit grey and a bit overcast. And I basically did like a good minute and a half about how I reckon bowl first today. It's going to nip around. I reckon definitely it's going to swing a bit here. And, you know, play of a straight bat in the first 10 overs today. Like a really niche cricket chat. And they're like, anyway, here's Little Mix. And immediately my producer was like, mate, you're talking to 16-year-olds that like Justin Bieber. They don't care about cricket. I was like, all right, fair enough.
That's class. Yeah, they live in a world of Honey G and X Factor and that kind of nonsense. You
There's
know,
me trying you're to tell 16-year-olds about Honey G that they should play in the V. I mean, what am I doing?
That's absolutely unreal. Now, look, we've got a couple of bits to play here. We do a couple of features. We do a shocker of the week and a legend of the week. This is when there's actually stuff happening. We don't do this all year round. But obviously with the World Cup happening, the Ashes just around the corner, there's a little bit going on. And then we've also been on the hunt for a new Tamal Mills song as well, because, look, let's be honest, his time to shine, specialises in the white ball, he's absolute wheels, really good bloke as well, actually. We had him on the pod in the summer. So I want to get your thoughts. We'll go shocker of the week and legend of the week as well. So I just want to see if you agree with the notion. I think we'll go legend of the week first, Toby. So have a listen. Producer Chuck, get firing the audio in.
Well, Chanjay, wicket was pretty good, but how do you explain the effort?
Jeta ami age bollam je as a batting unit probably.
So our legends of the week are the Scotland cricket team. So obviously they beat Bangladesh. A shock victory, you could say, in their opening game. But that was the best thing. So the Bangladesh press conference is going on, and he's sort of obviously really pissed off that Bangladesh have lost to these minnows, or seemingly minnows. And then Flower of Scotland's been belted out. And I can't remember if it was the Bangladesh skipper or the manager. And he's sitting there with all the, you know, with all the branding behind, and clearly just behind in the stadium, they've got it firing off. And it's absolutely brilliant. And he only carries on with the press conference when they've slammed the door. So fair play to those Scotland boys. They must be absolutely buzzing. Are they your legend of the week, Toby?
Absolutely. I saw that video during the rounds. There's just something beautiful about a load of Scottish blokes in their most unnatural habitat of literally like 40 degree heat, just on tour, turning over, like in comparison to Scotland, a cricket superpower, let's be honest, in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
I sometimes feel like you look at the Scotland and Irish cricket team a little bit jealously, because as brilliant as England are, it's quite professional and serious. The England cricket team, there's a lot of pressure that comes with playing for England. And most of the guys that play for Scotland and Ireland are brilliant cricketers, but ones that didn't quite make it into the England setup. Because let's be honest, if they were world class, we'd find an English nan somewhere. I mean, we've got half our team South Africa.
Here's Morgs.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Morgs. So I reckon sometimes the England boys must look at that and hear scenes like that and be like, it would be fun to just basically be pretty much basically a cricket tour, just lads on tour.
Yeah,
the 2020 World Cup. It's beautiful.
I did watch the Papua New Guinea game the other day on TV. I was like, surely I can get in that team. Somewhere I can get in that squad. I was like looking through the family history. Any Papua New Guinea? Did my dad ever go on holiday there? Anything at all? I couldn't find anything.
Well, it's quality. Geraint Jones played for Papua New Guinea, did he? That was really interesting. I'll tell you what, if you ever meet Geraint Jones, get into him about that, Toby. It's quality. He's got some great stories about that. He loved it as well. Like Ashes 05 hero playing for Papua New Guinea.
I forgot about that. I do vaguely remember that. Well, my mum's Norwegian and I've looked into the Norwegian cricket team and they're rubbish. I mean, if you can't make it to this stage of the 2020 World Cup, then how bad are you? So maybe I'll head that way. When I can't get into my cricket club anymore, maybe I'll go and have a look down there.
You just go from Surrey Div 1 to the national team. Yeah. That European Cricket League, man, you looks quality. I see that on BT all the time. I'll leave this on for a bit and end up sitting watching, like, you know, Netherlands against... There's an England team in that.
England
and
amateurs, like, yeah.
Who are these guys? Because, you know, they're decent, but they're not like, you know, I can't imagine them getting a gig in Surrey Div 1 or even South Yorkshire Prem, Chris. Anyway, just my thoughts. Right, we'll move on. Shocker of the week. Now, it's a bloke who, to be fair, the Barmy Army have been living in this fella's head completely rent-free for the last few weeks. Everybody on cricket Twitter, as I hate annoyingly calling it,
to the nation.
Oh, it's been brilliant. It's been brilliant. So have a listen to this. Tim Payne on a podcast, just basically having a meltdown.
Thoughts on that?
I'd like to say apples and oranges, but it's not even that.
No. Nah.
It's a long way. I mean, you would think, I mean, the Barmy Army watch a lot of cricket.
Yeah.
You would think they would understand the game a little bit better than that. Anyway, what I do know, Jack, is that I've got 1,534 more runs than the Barmy Army. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure he's really into the spirit there of the tweet. That actually, our producer Chuck, who's just, I bet he's playing that clip out with a big grin on his face. Actually, he put that tweet out basically saying that Joe Root only needs, I think it was only 80 odd more runs to score more runs this calendar year than Tim Payne has in his entire Test career, and he just fully bit, didn't he? Just like fully had a nibble. He's not really taking the whole banter thing too well, Toby, is he?
That is, I saw all the Twitter interaction. And first of all, I want to thank you for your work because excellent stuff. I saw this and I saw him nibble and I just thought, oh, Tim, what are you doing? I mean, like, I always think, you know, I mean, the industry I work in, you know, there's people that hate me on the radio. It's the world that I work in. And, you know, somebody has a pop on Twitter. And I just always think, just join in on the joke. Just join in on it. Don't nibble. It's exactly what they want. And I thought, oh, Tim, I mean, that's basics. That's 101. You don't hear Joe Root going on podcast over here and just nibbling. Do you know what I mean? You're the Australian cricket captain. Like, have a bit of metal about you. But I did actually reply to one of the tweets when he nibbled and said that. Why don't you just go and find the worst international batsman you can find who's got more test runs than him and just make them an honorary Barmy Army member. So that stat he just said, I've got 1,500 runs more than Barmy Army, is no longer true.
Yeah, well, yeah. Alistair Cook has been an honorary life member since he retired from the England team.
So there you go. I think Alistair Cook scored more run in his sleep than Tim Payne scored awake.
It sets it up nicely for the winter, though, doesn't it? I mean, you know, what I love about Joe is that he is just absolutely, it's just radio. He's just never going to lower himself to that kind of level, is he? Doesn't matter how hard the Aussies going at him. Love it. Absolutely love it. So there are, Legend of the Week, Scotland cricket team, and also, you know, that Shocker of the Week, Tim Payne. And I think, by the way, we're doing this podcast all the way through the winter, all the way through the World Cup, all the way through the Ashes. I don't think that'll be the last time that we see Tim Payne mentioned on here. So, it's bodes well. Now, being a music man yourself, Toby, we've got Chorus Corner, and this is the feature for you, I think. We have some shockers sometimes sent in, but we had a load of responses, didn't we? Because Tamal Mills, massive winter, like we said, coming up. So we were on the hunt. We put a bit of a social media play out, get your Tamal Mills songs in. We've got a couple of entries, actually. So play this first clip. And I mean, the vocals are questionable, but the lyrics you can get on board with.
Tamal Mills, he's got to play, and he will bowl, bowl, bowl every day. He's got pace, you've got to see. T20 champions, the England boys will be.
Tamal Mills. Best things is timing, it's so out, isn't it? Come on, mate.
Do you reckon you can see, you know, if you were in the UAE I don't know if there are allowed a few beers in the stand, we'll skirt past that. But if you could, if you were there in the stand, getting behind Tamal Mills, a few beers down. All right, Toby.
I really like the Mills addition to this team, to be honest. His stats on death bowling in 2020 is out of this world. I mean, fair play to that bloke. He gave it a go. There's something in there somewhere. It's, let's be honest. I mean, there's a big difference between three of us sat here on a Wednesday night, but 8 pints deep, I reckon that sounds like an absolute belter, to be honest. Then again.
Well, big thanks to Snakey on Twitter for that one. Now, this one is from Riley on Twitter, and it goes to the tune of Heaven is a Place on Earth. Now, look, I've got a bit of a gripe with this, boys, because Riley on Twitter has submitted this song with the lyrics, and we all know the original tune. Great, brilliant, nice work. However, refused to sing it himself. So poor old Chuck, our producer, has actually had to voice it up himself.
You've got a busy week, Chuck. Upsetting Tim Payne, singing this. Here we go.
I thought that was going to be a secret, Greg. That is shocking.
Mate, I'm sorry. I'll
edit
not.
That out.
Go on, let's hear it anyway.
Oh, England, do you know what it's worth? Tamal Mills is the best on earth. The deadly bowler is just what we need. Running riot in the UAE.
Oh, that's very good, that. That's forget Lunch Money Lewis, whoever sung that Bill song, we're in here. This is us.
That's good, isn't it? You can imagine that after a few beers.
I'm a big fan of that.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's probably our favourite. Yeah. Is that your favourite, Chris? Yeah.
Yeah, you can. It just works, doesn't it? You can imagine the boys getting right behind that.
I think there's a. Do you remember D12 Purple Hills?
Oh yes.
There's a track in there. There's a track in there. There is. But nothing compares to the one and only Tamal Mills. There's something in there, I reckon.
That's nice.
I reckon
that's
that.
Nice.
Leave it with me, lads. It's a work in progress. I'll come back to you.
Come back to us, please do.
Yeah, next summer during the T20s, we want to see you next to Finchie the trumpeter, stood next to me and Chris, belting something that you've come up with for that.
I assume
how's
he
that?
Plays all the right? trumpet. He's not just a really gassy mate of yours.
Oh, yeah, Finchie from down the pub. Yeah,
yeah, Finchie.
Yeah, he smells horrendous, but yeah, he's a good lad. Yeah,
Finchie's the trumpeter. Yeah, come on. You watch on longingly. You see the Barmy Army in the stands at the Oval and stuff, Toby. Yeah, you've got to be.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm up for it, chaps. I'll be there.
Love it. Absolutely.
Finchie
love it.
Is actually the man. This might be relevant. This might be a little Radio X tie-in for you, Toby. He's Liam Gallagher's trumpeter.
Is he? So
He's the Barmy Army trumpeter and Liam Gallagher's trumpeter when he has brass. Now, that's cool, eh?
I can't believe I don't know that. That's shocking. Yeah. That's like my two... Well, that's the biggest Venn diagram you've ever drawn. I've missed that. That's shocking from me. Well, fair play, mate. I'll take it all back. It means I've seen him live a few times then.
There we go. There we go.
He's quality, yeah. Toby, nice one. So you're still going to carry on next season? You're not hanging up the spikes just yet? You're going to wait until the young whippersnappers knock you off the... you know, the opening mark next summer in Surrey Div 1.
Yeah, as long as my body's willing, you know. I've rolled my ankle quite badly a couple of seasons ago. My back's always dodgy and my side's always on the brink of going. But you know, when you chat to older blokes when you're young and they're always going, oh, watch out, mate, your body will catch up with you. And you think, it won't happen to me. Like, you've just not looked after yourself or whatever. Admittedly, I've not looked after myself. But like, you just always think it won't be me, but there's a few, I'm creaking a bit more than I used to, but as long as the body's willing and as long as I'm still getting in the team, and I just hate not contributing, you know? So I feel like the moment I can't contribute and I'm actually holding people back, then I'll probably do the noble thing and I'll probably go and play a load of Lord's Tavern as charity matches instead, where I'll still be a big fish in a small pond for a few years. Just bumping like it. Lorraine Kelly. Just, you know what I mean? Just to get the confidence up. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, stats is stats, polls are polls.
You can represent the England team at the Fans World Cup next summer. We're going to get you involved for that, for the Barmy Army.
Yeah. You can have my place, Toby, because actually, you know what, I'm not refusing. They dropped me for the semi-final and I was the highest wicket taker at that point. By the way, I'm a really crap bowler, really bad. Yeah, I am bitter, mate. It was like 4 months ago. I'm still fuming about it. Good day. But yeah, he's a ruthless skipper, this one, Toby, so maybe just think about it before you accept
that
invitation.
You got the treatment my colleague got on my podcast, Stephen Finn, dropped mid-ashes as top wicket taker. You got the Finney treatment.
That is true. I know, me and Finney the same. Yeah. We're going to take Chris down, I tell you. Also, your podcast is Zero Ducks Given. Just for those who don't know what it is, we'll cross share podcasts. We're fine with that. We've got to this point. You've been a good sport. You've told us a few bits and bobs and about yourself, and also you judge these questionable lyrics as well from some of our listeners. So so do the honourable thing. Tell us about your podcast, and those who have got to this point in the pod and they're looking for something else and they're bored of mine and Chris's chat. What can they find on Zero Ducks Given?
Look, there's plenty of space for plenty of podcasts in this world, as I'm sure everyone's aware. There's billions out there. Yeah, for some reason, in the middle of the pandemic, we decided, you know what the world needs right now is more blokes who think they're funny doing a podcast. So we put one together. So myself, Dan Norcross from TMS, who we talked about, and Stephen Finn. We do cover, you know, we cover all the big stories from that week. But we don't take ourselves too seriously. You've got Norcross, though, he's an absolute fountain of knowledge, and I can ask him any question about anything that's going on in the game, and he's a genius on it. But mainly, it's prizing stories out of Finney, who's he's a bit like cricket's answer to Peter Crouch, both 6'7", both lanky, both punching above their weight with their misses. And he's got so many stories, he doesn't realise how funny they are until he's telling us and we're dying laughing. So yeah, so look, if you've got the time and you fancy giving us a listen, Zero Ducks Given. And if you don't mind me plugging it, lads, we're doing a live show in November 13th in Leicester Square. It's our first ever live show. And we're part of this sort of like podcast festival that's happening all weekend in London.
Yeah.
So we're Saturday afternoon. So if you fancy a few beers in the pub before and after, but we're being joined by Steve Harmison for that as well. But whoever booked us for this festival, it's like an 800 seater venue. I was like, how many people do you think listen to our podcast, Pat? If you want to do me a favor and buy a ticket, it'd be great to see loads of people down there.
Love that. And it's a little short commute from your Radio X office, is that, as well,
that's
isn't it?
That's it. So, and I know every pub in that square mile radius very well. So it should be a good night,
That's exactly what I was thinking. I love that. You'll probably be able to catch Toby, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing, after the podcast. Toby, thanks so much, mate. It's been great to talk to you. Loved it.
No worries.
I'm sure we'll see each other in some cricketing fraternity next summer. If not before, and also welcome anytime, getting in amongst it with those boys.
We want to have you in the Barmy Army as soon as we can get to an England game again.
Absolutely, lads. Yeah. Well, I look forward to sharing a beer and singing the Time Our Mill song in the near future.
So, Toby, as well, just before you do go, England West Indies, Saturday, opening game of the World Cup. Of course, it is a repeat of the Carlos Brathwaite, remember the name, final. So, look, how do you think it's going to go? England got a really strong team, haven't they? But I'm guessing you'll probably be watching it at some point, whether it's in a pub or at home, glued to it. I don't know. I don't know what your plans are, but it's going to be cracking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's my birthday next weekend, but my missus is treating me this weekend. So, but I did say, look, put in whatever you want in the diary. It'll be lovely. But England are playing the 2020 game at 3 o'clock and Liverpool are playing Man U on the Sunday at 4 o'clock. The rest of the weekend is yours to book in whatever you want. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, that final you touched on there it sums up West Indies, doesn't it? Of course, England are favourites. They're probably the best team in the world. But it's West Indies. You know, it only takes one of those boys to... Some of those guys, when they're holding a cricket bat, make it look like a toothpick. I mean, these guys are huge. So... You never know what West Indies you're going to get. It's kind of the beauty of the West Indies that one of their guys goes and hits 120 or 45 and suddenly it's a very difficult game of cricket. So I think we'll do it. I think we'll do well in the tournament. 2020 is so random. It just takes one innings at any point. I think you need a bit of luck somewhere along the line. But we're in that pool of two or three teams that I think are good enough to do it. But of course, I'm backing the lads.
Up the lads. That's proper Barmy Army spirit, that, Chris, isn't it? Love it.
Absolutely.
Top man, Toby. Appreciate
Lovely
it.
Lovely to meet you, chaps. Enjoy the rest of your night. Cheers, guys. Cheers, buddy.
Take it
Cheers,
easy, buddy.
Mate. See you in a bit. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.